This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
After 10% of the state's dairy farms went out of business in 2019, Wisconsin lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have been working to help farmers cope with financial stress. And while milk prices were rising earlier this year, the coronavirus pandemic has sent them tumbling once again. But as Hope Crowman reports, some in the ag community wonder if the state's response is enough to help producers struggling with their mental health.
Darren Von Ruden is president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. He says the last 5 years of low commodity prices has taken a toll on the state's farmers, both financially and mentally. But he says it's not easy for producers to seek counseling help.
When you're going bankrupt, it's hard to go to the psychologist and say, you know, I need help and I don't have any money to pay you.
As more farms go out of business, Von Ruden and others in the ag community have called on state leaders to help make mental health services more available to farmers. And Von Ruden says these resources are even more important given the new coronavirus pandemic.
You know, it certainly is affecting more than just farmers at this point in time. And so how do we address the total mental health of the state.
Von Ruden says one state resource that's helped farm families are vouchers for free counseling sessions given out by the Farm Center. The program is run by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. It offers a crisis hotline where producers can get financial advice in addition to the counseling vouchers. The Farm Center was created during the 1980s farm crisis. Senior ag specialist Kevin Plant says today more people see the need for counseling.
We have more producers that are reaching out and that seem to be asking for help and recognizing, you know, less of that stereotype of pull yourself up by your own bootstraps.
He says the Farm Center has also been working to create new workshops, including one for farm couples to cope with stress. Overall, Plant feels DATCAP has been responsive to the current needs of farmers.
You're not always able to do everything that you'd like to do, I think, sometimes, but you can definitely know that there is somebody available that they can work with.
But this work has also been impacted by the pandemic. DATCAP canceled the workshops planned for this spring. A spokesperson says the agency is waiting to see what happens with the virus in coming weeks before deciding to reschedule. Funding for the Farm Center's programs has also been caught up in recent political fights. Last summer, former DATCAP Secretary Brad Paff accused Republican legislative leaders of delaying funding for the counseling vouchers. Republicans argued they were waiting for recommendations from an assembly task force on suicide prevention, though they eventually approved the funding. The Suicide Prevention Task Force did propose one bill specifically for farmers. The legislation would provide tuition assistance for producers to take college courses on farm management. Republican Representative Joan Ballwig was chair of that committee.
How do we prevent people from getting in over their heads? For farmers, that means taking a comprehensive look at the finances and options that they're looking at.
But rural communities aren't waiting for lawmakers to take action. Several counties have held their own suicide prevention training specifically for ag lenders, seed companies, and others who work with farmers. One workshop in Pepin County last November taught participants how to identify the warning signs of suicide and help them practice asking someone if they're having suicidal thoughts.
Are you thinking about killing yourself?
Tony Mays, one of the participants, is in his second year of farming in nearby Pierce County.
So we're finally like kind of getting to know our neighbors and stuff and, you know, starting to hear about their struggles.
Mays says he wanted to learn how to best support his neighbors, and he doesn't think more government assistance can replace that.
It's like it's a community thing where I think people need to be more involved in each other's lives.
He says farmers need a culture shift in rural communities, where more people are willing to ask their neighbors about their mental health and be there when things aren't going well. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.